So I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Friday, October 30th, 2015. I am interviewing Rick Sporns at Burnaby City Hall. Rick, let me start by asking how you came to be employed by the City of Burnaby.
I was a student in landscape architecture at University of British Columbia. And I was doing summer work for one of the professors. And in my last, I believe it was my last year in UBC and the year prior, there was some interest by the City of Burnaby expressed to the UBC Landscape Architecture Department to have a student do a trail analysis. And I was recommended by the professor, because they knew my interests were in working for the public sector. So they said, we have the perfect person. Rick, bring Rick over to there. And he used to live in Burnaby, and he'd be perfect to do the trail study. And that's how I got started. That's how I got my foot in the door, basically. So I worked on some summer projects for the City of Burnaby. I worked under John Curbison. And John and I got to know each other well, and after that, when I graduated from UBC, I was employed by the City of Burnaby on a contract basis doing landscape design. And from there, I eventually became a regular full-time, and the rest is, I've been here a long time, 30 years.
So it's been 30 years.
That's correct, yeah.
What positions have you held in parks up to the present?
I can't remember them all. There's something like landscape technician, parks design technician, parks designs, parks. There was another one in the middle there somewhere. Parks design supervisor, something like that. Now I'm the assistant manager of parks design.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. What keeps you interested in working here?
Burnaby's a wonderful place to work. It's got a... I grew up here, for one thing. I've always loved Burnaby. Burnaby has wonderful green space. I always pinch myself sometimes when we think of the park system in Burnaby and what we have. We have a oceanfront park. We have a mountain park. We have two lakes in the middle with parks. And then we have a river park at Fraser Foreshore. And then there's ravine parks in between. There's no better place to be for parks than the City of Burnaby. And that's almost North America wide. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, the city has its own development crews, its own maintenance crews. So we can do a lot of design and development in-house. So it's a very rewarding relationship in that you can do design work and then have people build it that you know and trust and also give you feedback. That's good and bad in some cases, because if you do something design-wise that they don't like, you hear about it firsthand. But I think that's made me a better landscape architect, and I really thrived on that. Also, the public interaction in doing park design. You interact with the public, you get feedback, you see how things... You can do a design and see how the public's rewarded, or how enjoys a facility. So in your day-to-day job, you do design work, you see it being built, and you see how the public enjoys it. Or if they don't like it, you'll hear about it right away.
Yes.
But that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I think it makes for better designers, makes for better landscape architects. So the city is a very stable atmosphere. The people here, like myself, come here and they stay a long time. And most of the people I work with currently have been here for decades. And so it's a real committed group. They really love working here. We laugh. We enjoy our work. It's a good place to be. And that's why I've been here for 30 years straight.
That's great. Well, thank you. When you think back over your career with Burnaby Parks, what are some of the most memorable events? And I have to tell you that when I asked this of Alexis, she told me about the visit of Prince Charles.
Yeah,
and Princess
I was part of that.
Really?
I was part of the visit from the Prince Charles and Princess Di. In fact, I was part of crowd control.
Oh, great.
And I remember Prince, it was by on a park that I was working on as well, that they were coming here to see, which was Variety Park. And I was involved with that. We did hire a design team at the time, a professional landscape architect team to work with the city on that. And but I was involved in the design process as well with that, with Variety Park. But I was, various staff were assigned various duties at the time, and I remember doing crowd control, and I remember my brush with greatness with Prince and Princess was Prince Charles stepping over me and saying, excuse me. And meanwhile, I'm trying to take pictures from the ground while I'm doing crowd control. But that was my brush with them. But it was wonderful to see them coming here. It was a huge event at the time. Princess Di was bigger than life at that time, if you recall, and as I do. And everybody loved her. And there's a plaque in the park recognizing that visit.
And this is at the Variety Park.
Variety Park in Central Park, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
A lot of some designs I just enjoyed over the years. Highlights, I'm thinking. I don't know. It's been all good. Some of the master plans we've done for our major parks, Deer Lake Park for Burnaby Mountain Park, and the process of the same in meeting with the public and enjoying that interaction. I remember Deer Lake Park public meetings vividly for the master plan and how passionate the public were in keeping everything natural. And I come from a biology background. I have a degree in biology as well as in landscape architecture. So the attraction for me of the natural environment is big. It's huge. And so those are rewarding steps along the way.
Great.